ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
The Nike slogan doesn't say, just try it. Oh, okay. Just try it. No, just do it, man.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You hear it right here on Ring Talk with Pedro, number one in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Well, how do you follow up that introduction by the great Scott Cuddy and, of course, the incomparable Don King? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Yes, I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, we have the weekend wrap. We're talking MMA, we're talking combat sports, we're talking boxing. The bottom line is, I've got it all for the next hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The boxing results, the UFC results. How about Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championships? You'll be hearing a lot about them in the world of MMA as they take over the Thursday night slot at 10 p.m. on Spike TV. Lots of stuff to talk about. We have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you can send us a tweet, the Twitter thing, twitter.com/the hash mark ring talk, RingTalk. Well, Mikey Garcia lived up to that unbeaten status. Of course, he carried into last night's 12-round fight with Orlando Salido, the defending WBO featherweight title holder. Of course, he the man that defeated the seemingly undefeatable Juan Manuel Lopez, not once but twice, and not by decision, by knockout. So the bottom line is, Mikey Garcia made a statement last night. Technical decision 8, bottom line is, Mikey Garcia, now a fighter to be reckoned with at 126 pounds. Congrats to the kid from Oxnard, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. A big shout out to my folks in Sin City, Las Vegas, listening on K-Shop, KSHP, 1400 AM.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Hi, Montel Williams here for the revolutionary new Living Pure Heater. Are you ready for winter? Forecast are for record cold. That means that your heating bills are going to go right through the roof. That's why you need the Living Pure Heater. Now you can stay warm and save money, and you don't have to heat the entire house. The Living Pure Heater is a portable 4-in-1 heating system that heats up to 1,000 square feet. It's also a humidifier, an air filter, and an air purifier. The heater is totally safe around kids and pets, plus it's whisper quiet. Take it from me, Montel Williams. Stay warm, save money with the Living Pure Heater. Call now and try it risk-free for a full 60 days. Plus, you'll save $300 with our special introductory pricing, so don't wait. Call right now.
Call 1-800-206-0915. That's 1-800-206-0915. Again, 1-800-206-0915.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed. And save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Of course, the late, great Howard Cosell there. We have done a Muhammad Ali birthday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It will be on the website in just a few minutes in the archives section. Of course, you can also check it out on iTunes.com or the SportsByline.com website. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll switch to MMA in just about, say 20, 22 minutes. Right now, let's talk boxing. Last night, straight up. They went to the Garden, the Mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. Mikey Garcia now 31 and zip, as I told you, 26 KOs, a technical decision in eight rounds, which means their heads came together and Garcia's nose was broken and they stopped the fight and they said it was a technical decision, an accidental headbutt. In the old days, that would have been a win for Salido, an undeserved win because he was getting licked like a stamp. In fact, you looked at the post-fight pictures of the two, and one guy looks like he went to a dance with a girl. The other guys look like he got beaten with a bat. So the bottom line is Salido now 39-12, two stops, two draws, and 27 KOs. Garcia, as I said, 31 and zip, 26 KOs. He was dropped twice in the first round, Salido, once in the third round, and once in the fourth round. The scores were 79-70 and 79-69 twice when the fight was stopped at the before the beginning of the ninth round. Hey, you got to give it to Gennady Golovin. I mean, you got to love the guy. I mean, seriously, he looks like he is a real dude now. Golovkin, 25-0, 22 KOs. Gabriel Rosado came in with a pretty good reputation, a decent resume, now 21-6, 13 stops. He was hammered, okay? It wasn't even a worthy fight. The WBO 130-pound title was on the line. A bit of a controversial decision, especially to a WBO title fight. Because I laud the WBO as they are my sponsor, and because they have, for the most part, the least controversy of all world title fight sanctioning bodies. Okay, the WBC and WBA, and go on and on. Okay, but last night they became, you know, they aren't the exceptions to the rule. Last night, anyway, when Rocky Martinez got a 12-round draw, he is now 26-1, two draws and 16 stops over Juan Burgos. Came in at 30-1, now 31-1. Got the draw there. Scores of 117-111 Burgos. I thought Burgos won the fight. I watched it. 116-112 Martinez. And one judge was on the fence. 114-114. Not a good night, in my mind, for the WBO. But then again, the WBO has had many great nights. And I know Paco will be looking at this, talking about the judges. You know, when he has no say in the real judges, per se, and when the New York State Athletic Commission or Nevada State Athletic Commission jumps in and says, We're going to use Scott Cuddy, Pedro Fernandez, and Angelo Dundee as judges, okay? The sanctioning body really doesn't have a whole lot to say there. Once the commission sort of lays down their law, that's sort of it, because the commission does, at the end of the day, is the law of the land. And the bottom line is the WBO, when they go into places like, you know, New York and Nevada, and especially like Texas, man, Texas, good God, where do they get those judges down there in Texas? Good Lord. I mean, some of those... I can go on and on. We can do an entire show about the bad judging in Texas, but we're not going to do this. Hey, we go to NBC Sports last night. Gabriel Campillo, remember him? I was lauding him as the uncrowned light heavyweight champion of the world. You remember him, the guy out of Spain. Of course, fought Tavares Cloud last year. Beat him beat on him so bad the cops should have arrested him afterwards for domestic violence. I'm talking about Gabriel Campillo beating up on Tavares Cloud, the IBF light heavyweight champion. Last night, he stepped in the ring against unbeaten Sergio Kovalev, a fighter of Russian descent. And guess what? Fighter's still undefeated. I'm talking about Sergio, 20-0-1, 17 stops. Yikes. Had him down three times. Seriously, it was a nasty, nasty fight. But now he's 21-5-1 is Campillo. As I said, Sergio now 23-0. 20-0-1. Take that back. 17 KOs. Curtis Stevens on the card. Hasn't fought much of late. Now 23-3. 17 stops. KO1. Elvin Ayala. Didn't he challenge for some alphabet belt back in the day? 26-6-1. 12 KOs. Two knockdowns, but a left hook started it all. And guess what? I guess I'll go off the results just for a second. I'll go back to it because I got heavyweight Deontay Wilder. Of course, he is our lone prospect here in the United States of America for a future world heavyweight champion. He did fight last night. We want to talk about that for a second. But I want to bring up the fact that Kelly Pavlik has retired. Remember Kelly Pavlik, the kid from Youngstown, Ohio? Of course, he world middleweight champion. First, he put both fists through a window and broke both his hands or cut both his hands and needed stitches, like 90 stitches in both hands combined. And I said there was something suspect to that. And then, of course, I had the videotape of him falling off the stage in Youngstown, Ohio at a comedy club. He was so drunk he didn't fall once, but he fell twice. Kevin Perry and I, the webmaster at ringtalk.com, have that tape. And, of course, we wrote about it. And when I did write about it, Kelly Pavlik assaulted me and the Cleveland Plain Dealer through his manager, Cameron Duncan, said I was a liar, said that Kelly wasn't in rehab, that Kelly didn't have a drinking problem. Then later said, they said, well, Kelly was in psychological rehab for, you know, because he lost and he needed to get his confidence back, his mojo back or something like that. Well, about a year and a half later, you know, Kelly cops to being an alcoholic and he goes into real rehab, I mean, publicly. So the bottom line is I was right. Joey Maxey of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, you turd of a journalist, you owe me an apology, as does, what can I say, as does the fighter himself. At the end of the day, I was right. Kelly Pavlik and his people were wrong. Much like, you know, this Lance Armstrong guy, when he was suing people. I mean, these guys were threatening to sue me. I had the tapes of it, the videotapes, and they're threatening to sue me. Okay? But like Lance Armstrong, he went after these people because he was, you know, white, bright, and had a lot of money, and was able to sue those people that were saying he was taking performance-enhancing drugs. Of course, I said that about Shane Mosley. They came after me with a baseball bat, a legal baseball bat, trying to beat me over the head. Same thing with the Pavlik people. The bottom line is, they're just bullies. And at the end of the day, Kelly Pavlik was an alcoholic, and Sugar Shane Mosley is a 14-karat gold cheat. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Back to the world of results, Deontay Wilder. Man, I like this kid. I really do. Of course, he is the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. I mean, he is the real deal. I really do. I think he's the real deal. He beat up some stiff last night named Greer, and that really isn't a whole lot to talk about, but he is now 27-0, 27 KOs, and I think he's worthy of keeping a close eye on because he's got the amateur pedigree. Okay, he really does. And he's got the looks. He's got the body. I mean, this guy's all cut up. I mean, he looks great. He physically. And, he's fighting subpar guys right now. But what happens when they put him in with a real live heavyweight body? Well, that's what we all want to find out. And we're hoping that Deontay Wilder is the American hope as far as the heavyweight division is concerned. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Get this. Steve Collins coming back. That's right. 10 years he's been gone. I think he was a former WBO or IBF middleweight champion. He's coming back to fight Roy Jones January 22nd, I believe. No, take that back. He's going to fight Roy Jones in February. That's pretty sad. It really is. And Collins' wife is terrified. I would be too. Because, you know, things just don't work right after a certain age. They just don't. The reflexes just aren't there. You want to think they are. I mean, you look good in the gym. You know more mentally than you ever did about boxing and or combat sports. You really do. You absorb all this knowledge after you retire. You realize I could have done things easier doing them this way. But it's too late. Your day is gone. The door is shut. The book is closed. Steve Collins, Roy Jones. Roy Jones, I mean, the great boxing analyst that he is, and he is good on HBO. There's no question about it, okay? But he keeps his stuff up. He's going to end up with the pugilistic dementia, or Parkinson's, or worse. Seriously, I mean, what could be worse than that? I don't know. What I'm trying to say is that Roy Jones was pushing the envelope far, I mean, way too far. Think about it. 1988 Olympic silver medalist robbed in the Olympics down there in Seoul, Korea. Remember, against the Korean? He didn't get the call, and he got the silver medal instead. And then he was voted the most valuable player or boxer of the Olympic Games. At the end of the day, Roy Jones was the uncrowned Olympic champion, came back, and, of course, won the world middleweight champion, super middleweight championship, light heavyweight championship. Did he hold the cruiserweight title for a while? He might even. I don't think so. But he went straight to heavyweight to beat John Ruiz, I believe. And, you know, John Ruiz, Johnny Luiz, I used to call him. In fact, one time at a fight, I don't know if I told you this, but one time we're at a fight. We're at a David Tua, Chris Bird fight at an auditorium on the UNLV campus in Las Vegas. And I, you know, Johnny Ruiz was up there, the former WBA title holder out of Massachusetts. And, of course, I started yelling, "Johnny Luiz! Johnny Luiz!" And he kept standing up and waving. Each time I would yell, he'd stand up and wave. So Johnny didn't even know the joke was being played on you. Yeah. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's our toll-free phone line all across America. You want to talk boxing, mixed martial arts? Hey, this is the place. The Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Vitor Belfort, a knockout winner out of Brazil on FX, the Ultimate Fighter, of course, from FX last night, FX Cable, doing a live car from Brazil, MMA, in just about 12 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Though he is being systematically broken down. To his credit, he is fighting back in this round.
Oh, it's a gutty show. No question about it. It's just that he gets hit too hard and too often by somebody who really knows what he's doing.
The middleweight champion of the world.
Look at the mixture of body shots, uppercuts, left hooks, right crosses, tremendous jab. There's nothing Kelly Pavlik can't do against an opponent like that. And there's knockdown number three.
And, you know, none of those knockdowns came from a real clean punch to the degree where Locke's head snapped back.
Hey! How you feeling? And there comes the towel from Enzo Calzacchi, who's seen enough to know that anything else is simply a risk to Lockett's health. Third round knockout. Piece of cake.
A great performance by Kelly Pavlik.
He's a hell of a fighter.
A great performance.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You drinking that stuff so early?
Listen, doll girl, when you drink as much as I do, you gotta start early.
Pals! Got to do something!
Let the boys play some tunes here. Larry Bragg's on lead there, the Tower of Power, doing a little of J.B. James Brown. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing, mixed martial arts. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. Then again on Sunday, we do the weekend wrap at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Wow. We've got UFC and Bellator Fighting Championships coming up in the MMA half of the show in probably about 9-10 minutes, and you know, at the end of the day, it was a fantastic weekend for MMA, a pretty good weekend for boxing. I mean, boxing's back in the thick of things. Of course, the 2013 season has started, and I wrote a story at ringtalk.com. That's my website, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, on some of the deaths that we suffered in 2012. You know, Angelo Dundee, Hector Camacho, Burt Sugar, Emmanuel Stewart, Carmen Basilio, and there were some other guys that I didn't mention, Goody Petronelli. It was Marvin Hagler's a corner man, Johnny Tapia, the young man from, he died, age of 40, something like that. Johnny Tapia down there in New Mexico, Albuquerque. Teofilo Stevenson, the Olympic icon from Cuba. Corey Sanders, former heavyweight champion. Michael Doakes, former heavyweight champion. The great Jimmy Bivens. Andy Gannigan, man, what a guy he was. I remember he rocked our Alexis Arguello's world back, I think it was in 1981. We were at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas, and Arguello would tell me later, when we were together in Nicaragua, Managua, Nicaragua, in his house down there, he told me that, you know, that was the hardest I've ever been hit, was in the third round by Gannigan. Not the second round. Gannigan knocked him down in the second round, but the third round. Looks like January 26th, boxing will be on Wealth TV and WealthTV.com. James DeGaulle and Muhammad Ali Ndiaye. That's the HBO card that same day will be Lucas Mathazi against Michael Dallas, or junior welterweight, of course. Lucas has been burned a couple times. Nobody wants to fight him. Selkirk Gaidin returns. Of course, the man that was thwarted in his attempt at the WBC welterweight title by the surprise fighter of the year. I'm talking about Robert Guerrero, the ghost. What's he now, 31-1-1, something like that. 19 stops out of Gilroy, California, the WBC welterweight title. They're about to take on pretty boy Floyd Mayweather, and that goes down May the 4th. In Las Vegas at the MGM Grand, of course, live on pay-per-view, HBO pay-per-view. Mike Dallas, they always wanted to make something out of Mike Dallas. I don't know if there's something there, but Selkirk Gaidin takes on Jesus Soto Carrasco. Soto Carrasco will make him work, but Gaidin should win that. The February 1st, Carlos Molina returns to ESPN. They go in Chicago, Illinois, against Corey Spinks. That's 154 pounds, of course. Corey Spinks, the son of Leon Spinks, and anytime I tell the Spinks, I got to tell this story. I love this story. Emmanuel Stewart told me a story. He used to live across the street from Leon Spinks in Detroit. Emmanuel still lived in the same house when he died. I won't tell you the street because I don't want people going by gazing at his house. But across the street lived Leon Spinks, a former heavyweight champion of the world, the man that beat, of course, Muhammad Ali in that one fight and then lost in the rematch to Ali the heavyweight title back to the greatest, okay? Wow. So anyway, he buys a house. Leon does. Leon Spinks buys a house that was once owned by Diana Ross of the Supremes. All three of the original Supremes lived on the same Detroit street that Emmanuel Stewart lived on. Diana, Florence Ballard, and Mary Wilson. All of them lived in separate houses on the same street. So Diana moves out first. She goes to Hollywood or Florida or Arizona, which she was like jet setting. And she moves out, and guess who moves in? Leon Spinks. So Leon's there for probably about 6, 8 months, 9 months, and Emmanuel hears all this crying coming from the house one night, and somebody screaming for their life. I mean, it's like screeches and, you know, and blood-curdling screams and things like that. So Emmanuel goes to grab a gun and run out, but his wife grabs the gun out of his hand and says, blah, 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 you're not taking that gun with you. What are you, crazy? So he runs across the street, and he sneaks around the back of the house, and he comes up on the back porch, and he, you know, tiptoes up a few steps there, looks in the door, and he can hear, there's somebody screaming, help me, help me. So he opens the door, and there's Leon Spinks on the floor, face up, with his wife on top of him. She weighed about 240, 250, and her girlfriend was hitting him with a frying pan. So they asked Emmanuel, do you want some of this, blah, blah, blah? Emmanuel said, no. He went right back across the street, told his wife what happened. And I think that's one of the funnier Leon Spinks, Emmanuel Stewart stories that I have to tell. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. As far as the deaths in 2012, we'll go back to that for just a second. You know, Carmen Basilio was close to 90. Angelo Dundee was 90 years old. I mean, some of these guys are way up there in age. And I know no matter how old they are, nobody wants to lose anybody. I mean, Emmanuel Stewart was only 68, but they were both 90 years old. Angelo telling me one time in Florida, we're sitting down we're in the Fountain Blue lobby on Miami Beach. And he and I are sitting there and we're just talking. I guess we had about 45 minutes together. We're waiting on a van to come take us to the convention center for a fight card. And he's telling me, you know, if I died right now, I'd have lived a good life. And this was like, I would say 1986, 87, maybe 88, somewhere around there, 88, 89. He said, I would have died. I lived a great life, Pedro. I've been all over the world. You know, I've got to work with some of the greatest fighters. I've had a good life. I have a great wife. He told me at the time, of course, she passed away a few years ago. And, you know, he was happy. And he was like, I guess about 65, somewhere around there, 65, somewhere around there. But, hey. He was ready to check out then. He said, if I get the call tomorrow, I'm ready to go because I've lived a great life. So Angelo Dundee passing away at the age of 90 last year, I guess no big surprise because he was 90. But, man, he was a fun guy to be around. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget the HBO fights on the 26th. There'll be something to watch, no question about that. If you got ESPN2 going, take that back. Wealth TV going that same night. And this Wealth TV thing, it seems to be coming into its own. This is a fight from Kent England, but they are showing all kinds of fight cards on Wealth TV. And Wealth TV might be something that you want to, like, bookmark as your favorite as far as your internet browser is concerned because they're showing a lot of boxing, and I think they even show an occasional MMA fight. So Wealth TV, I don't know where they got this Wealth TV thing, but then again, Spike TV used to be the Nashville Network. Okay, so, you know, what do you say? You know, these cheeseball names that come up with to break out these networks. I'm imagining that the Wells TV name will change in the near future. January 22nd, The Ultimate Fighter returns. Of course, we're talking MMA now. MMA in the next segment, the rest of the show. The Ultimate Fighter returns to FX Cable, of course, in the coach's slot. On one side, John Jones, the world light heavyweight UFC champion. Once beaten fighter, beaten on a disqualification against, Matt Hamill. He was beaten on Matt Hamill. He was beaten on him like a girl with elbows and threw a couple of blows on the ground were illegal, and the referee disqualified him, so he's never really lost a fight. He's, like, got a perfect record. And he'll be taking on the mouth that roared. I'm talking about Chael Sonnen. We've had him on the show in the past. He's a good fighter. He talks a good game. Of course, he had that one fight with Anderson Silva where he almost won it a couple of years ago over in Oakland, California, until the fifth round, and he got caught in a submission move, and he had to tap out, but he was winning all four-plus rounds. And then in the rematch, Anderson Silva handled him nicely. But Chael Sonnen now has moved from 185 to 205 pounds. He figures to be the number one heel at 205 pounds. Opposite, guess who? John Jones. John Jones gets booed. And when I say heel, I mean the bad guy, per se. You know, the guy that's really not liked by the crowd. John Jones, he's drawn the wrath of the UFC fan base because of the fact that he pulled out of a card and canceled an entire UFC event in Las Vegas a few months ago. I believe that was July. He didn't make too many fans with that. And, of course, people that had airline tickets and hotel reservations, guess what? If you didn't go, you were just, like, out the money. That's all there was to it. if you bought those tickets in advance. That's why you buy those tickets in advance, so you get a good deal on them. You know, the fight's going to be announced for May the 1st, so you buy your tickets in March. And then you find out come April 15th, April 20th, that the fight's going to be canceled. Or in the last week, the fight's going to be canceled. Well, guess what? You can't cancel your tickets, your reservations. You've got to go. Unless you've got that cancellation insurance, you're toast. Bottom line is, John Jones, Chael Sonnen, the Ultimate Fighter, getting on January 20th, 22nd. They both got teams. Let them rock on FX Cable. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We talk MMA, UFC, Bellator, the end of Strikeforce, and more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right after this. At the Attitude Dance.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Oh, under now. He got it. Kevin Randleman taps. He taps. Hodger Gracie. A rear naked choke. One of the classic moves in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Man, that's a groove. Yeah.
There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
It ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. Check it. Ron O'Neill, back in the day, folks. Super fly. Live. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. New vocals, of course, the great late Curtis Mayfield. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. We're talking MMA, of course, last night from Brazil. We'll get to the card in just a minute. The UFC from Brazil, of course, on FX Cable, Vitor Belfort in the main event. But I want to talk about the debut of the Bellator Fighting Championships this past Thursday night on Spike TV. At one point in time, the ratings were as high as 1.2 million viewers, okay? The average was about 998,000 viewers, so almost a million viewers. I said these numbers were going to take place, and people doubted me, and they said, oh, Pedro, you don't know what you're talking about. No, no, no. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to TV numbers, and you can see it. You can see that there is a thirst for MMA, but quality MMA, not the some of the cards you see on, like, Comcast and some of these club shows where you can't hear the crowd out there because there is no crowd, okay? Things like that. Nobody wants to see those B-rated, and take that back, those C and D-rated shows. You want to see upper echelon, world-class mixed martial artists, okay? And that's what you see with the Bellator Fighting Championships. You do. And they made their debut this past Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, on Spike TV right after TNA Wrestling. Okay, and I guess the wrestling is bringing them some good numbers going in. But you know, this past week, their fight card was fantastic. I mean, Pat Curran, the split decision winner over Pitbull Friel. I mean, wow. I mean, Jesus. I mean, Michael Chandler stopping Rick Hahn. I mean, that was like one of the submissions of the year thus far. I mean, it was a fantastic card. And they've got another card coming up this Thursday night. See, that's where you've got to be. On Thursday nights now, if you're an MMA fan, you either got to set the old DVR or you got to watch it, and it's worth watching. I used to watch these cards on the web, and MTV2 was carrying them for a while and things like that. You know, like I couldn't get into watching things on MTV2 because I didn't have MTV2. And who wants to hunt around the internet unless you've got, like, you know, the time and you're really dying to see the broadcast? Who wants to hunt around the internet, wait for it to go on YouTube or something like that? And that's basically what I did a lot of times. But, you know, last night, as I said, Vitor Belfort knocking out Michael Bisping in two rounds. Bisping on the show in the past, the count, of course. Didn't he chastise me because I didn't say his name the right way or something like that? Didn't he? I think he did. I think he did. Of course, Vitor Belfort, the man, he was like the phenom. He was the present, the future. I mean, he was everything in the world of the UFC about 10 years ago. Him and Tito Ortiz were like the flag bearers, okay? Tito especially, and Tito more so. But Vitor was like the prodigy. He and BJ Penn were these, you know, BJ Penn from being from Hawaii and a Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy, as is Vitor Belfort from Brazil, where this ultimate fighting and this Brazilian jiu-jitsu came to life, of course, under the Gracie family. I can't put it together. I mean, when I look at last night's card, I come away and I say to myself, we got it really going on here as far as, you know, the Brazilian effect. And because Vitor Belfort is back and the Phenom is back with the second round KO. But I was looking at the entire card per se, and I wasn't all that, you know, I wasn't all that interested. I really wasn't. I mean, the main event was good. Everything else, it was okay. Maybe I wasn't in the mood for MMA, but Belfort is now 22-10, and he is Bisping falls to 24-5. The count, remember the count? They were saying that, like, he was the guy. He was going to be. I mean, he was like the man. He was. There was no stopping him for the world title. Remember that? Let's go back to my man, the course of card I was talking about on Spike TV this past Thursday night. Also on the card, some other results. Mikel Zayats with a spinning back fist. It was one of the most awesome moves I've ever seen in the world of MMA when you can pull it off. When you miss, you look like a fool and sometimes end up on your butt, okay, from spinning so hard. But Zayats threw this, wow. I mean, the spinning back fist in the first round, Renato Sobral, I think they call him Babalu, you know, most ballyhoo, Babalu, a 205-pounder, formerly with the UFC. Okay, he's a UFC veteran fighting since 1998. Man, that I've never seen it, but ba-boom. See, it's the punches you don't see. What you don't realize is if you haven't fought before, and most of you out there haven't fought before, okay, but if you haven't fought in competition before, you don't know that unless you've been sucker punched. If you've been sucker punched, you know what I'm talking about. Then when you get hit with a punch, you don't see coming. You have no idea. Bob, boom, lights out. You get dropped. You don't see it. I mean, somehow the body, I don't know what it is, but every punch that I saw coming at me, I could absorb. It were the punches. Those were the punches I couldn't see. I think I was dropped three times in 52 amateur fights. Three times. Never stopped, never KO'd or anything like that, but I was dropped three or four times. And each time I got up, it was from a left hook or a left hand. Take that back. The right hook floored me with the southpaw, and I fought the southpaw Ernie Chavez at the Showboat Hotel in the National Golden Glove Tournament at the in Las Vegas. But he was just too big, too strong, and he was a southpaw. And, man, I was a southpaw. Southpaw against southpaw, that southpaw, he licked me like a stamp that day. But, you know, when you look at the entire world right now and you see, you know, Spike making this move with Bellator, and Bellator having a pretty good lineup, and maybe Josh Barnett going over to join the Bellator lineup, because, you know, Josh Barnett is not the most loved heavyweight, coming off that win on the last Strikeforce card last week. Of course, also a winner on that card was Daniel Cormier. Of course, the unbeaten heavyweight, going to soon drop to light heavyweight out of San Jose, California, the Silicon Valley American Kickboxing Academy. He's the one that handled Josh Barnett with relative ease last May, over five rounds. I mean, you know, I thought Josh Barnett was favored. Everybody thought that Josh Barnett was going to win. Most people did, except for the folks at the AKA, his homies, the American Kickboxing Academy. And when they, you know, a lot of times when the AKA guys say, you know, when you're talking about a fight involving their guy, they admit, you know, I'm biased, but I think my guy is going to win. Well, guess what? They've been winning of late. Cormier is unbeaten. Cain Velasquez is now the UFC heavyweight champion of the world after that wow, beatdown of Junior Dos Santos. Man, five rounds. Beat him like a girl. Halfway through the first round, ba-boom, big right hand. Man, Cain Velasquez, not known for his boxing ability, but he can box a little bit. Call it dirty boxing, call it what you want, but he landed that right hand that was set up, I think, by a jab or two jabs, and ba-boom, Junior Dos Santos was never, ever the same. And he never recovered, and he was beaten soundly over five rounds. Now, of course, who Cain fights next will probably be the winner of the Antonio Silva-Alistair Overeem fight. That'll be in February. And, of course, everybody expects Overeem to win that fight. Giant Silva, a good competitor, but he's uglier than he is anything else. And I'm not trying to put the guy down or anything like that, but just look at a picture of him and you know what I'm talking about. He looks like King Kong. But, yeah, I mean, I think him and Overeem will be a good fight, but Overeem's supposed to win that. If he doesn't, I guess people will be saying, you know, be whispering about these steroids again, because Overeem does look smaller than he did before he was suspended by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, of course, after testing 14-1. And a testosterone ratio test, and came up 14-1. It's supposed to be 4-1 normally for like Olympic style fighters, and then 6-1 is allowed by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, which I never understood. Why do they allow guys to have an accelerated testosterone level? I don't get. I have a problem with that, because you know these T supplements are what propel these guys in training, and we can enable them to keep the book open for another dance, another song, one more story, okay? It'll keep you around a little bit, but it's unfair. I mean, just because a guy gets old doesn't mean you got to give him testosterone replacement therapy. That's what's happened in Nevada. There's several fighters that get it in Nevada. A couple of them have been okayed for it here in the state of California, but Nevada sort of, this is legalized cheating. And if they have low T levels, it's more than likely because of the fact that they've abused steroids in the past and their body doesn't produce the hormone anymore, doesn't produce it. So if your body doesn't work right because you abused it, why the hell should you get a pass and get to take free steroids? That's what it is. It's free steroids. You want to take steroids? They're legal. They're free. We'll give them to you. Okay? If you have a low T level and you complain about it, you can get it. Look, everybody has got a low T level to a certain extent. On some days, you can always claim, hey, I'm not feeling up to it, or I'm not feeling up to it, get it? You know, or, you know, there's lots of things you can say. I'm feeling tired, I'm lazy, I can't get out of bed, all kind of, you know, don't feel like running. You can come up with 1,001 excuses, okay? But, you know, for the most Americans, the most athletes per se, your T level is where it should be, according to my doctor. And he's been in the business now for 20 plus years. He says that the T level of the average male at the age of 50 is sufficient, and the age of 40 is sufficient. He says past 55, you can start to question the T levels. But when you've got fighters in their 30s, Forrest Griffin was allowed to take the testosterone replacement therapy for that fight with Tito Ortiz last July. And Tito wasn't too happy about that. Remember that? Tito was like freaking out afterwards. You can't blame him. Listen, when you go up against a guy that's been able to take either the testosterone replacement therapy, put it this way, he's able to train harder, he recovers faster, his body all of a sudden doesn't react like that of a 35 or 36-year-old man or even a 32-year-old man. It turns back the clock. That's what this T therapy is all about, turning back the clock. It does turn back the clock. Okay, guys have told me that after they've taken these testosterone replacement therapies that they've no longer needed glasses. And as long as they're still taking it, they're not needing their glasses anymore. They can run faster. They can run harder. They can train harder. And the whole nine yards, they recover better. You know, you don't suffer the injuries that you do suffer, recover faster. Okay, this is just unfair. And what Nevada's doing and what these different states are doing by allowing these fighters to take testosterone replacement therapy boils down to legalized cheating, folks. I kid you not. You think I'm kidding? Think about that. You got a car. Both cars are in, you know, going to race each other. One car has got 12 cylinders. The other one's got 8 cylinders. Well, that's cheating, right? Let's look at it. Look at it that way when you come to combat sports, when you got one fighter that's straight, one fighter that's on performance-enhancing drugs because, you know, he can up his ante, his output, by about 40 to 45%. I mean, easily, 40 to 45%. Testosterone, EPO, all that kind of stuff. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. One segment to go. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk about the upcoming UFC card on Fox next week, January 26th. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Network. And I also want to mention the fact that we're listening live on 3W in Atlanta, GA, the home of John Jones, the UFC light heavyweight champion.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
My hero, Herman Munster. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we're each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're going to come back with the weekend wrap, the Sunday edition, 1 hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well. UFC on Fox TV, Saturday, January 26th. Of course, this is a free fight card on Fox TV. Of course, the good fights, man. Demetrius Johnson getting it on, the flyweight champion, 16-2-1. Flyweight being 125 pounds. He stands 5'3". He can fight. He's a southpaw. Taking on John Dodson, who comes in at 15-5. John Dodson, soon to be 15-6. Rampage Jackson, end of the road for the man that was in the A-Team movie. Now 32-9, 6'1", in his mid-30s, 205 pounds, former champion. Taking on Glover Teixeira. Teixeira 19-2. Teixeira, I think, is the favorite here, and Teixeira looks to retire Rampage Jackson here. Anthony Pettis on the card. Daniel Cerrone, pretty good fight there. They will duke it out at 155 pounds. Eric Koch is on the card. Ricardo Llamas, they're doing it at 145. That is featherweight in the world of MMA. And TJ Grant. Clay Guida is on the card. Good card. Starts at 8 p.m. Pacific time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific time, Saturday, January 26th, only on Fox TV. Okay, and of course, let's get the TV schedule together for this week to begin with, okay? January 22nd, of course, the Ultimate Fighter returns to FX Cable, okay? January 24th, on Spike TV at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 10 p.m. Pacific time, we've got the Bellator Fighting Championships in their second week. They're going to come back with King Mo pretty soon, okay? King Mo, you MMA fans know, is a pretty exciting light heavyweight, okay? So that's Spike TV, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Then we go to Saturday night on Fox TV, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific time, fantastic card of MMA only on Fox TV. Then February 2nd, we've got the featherweight title line. That's UFC, 156 now? Man, I remember it was UFC like 13, 14. Anyway, Jose Aldo in the main event defending his title against Frankie Edgar. Frankie Edgar going to get licked like a stamp here. I don't care how much of a size advantage he has over Jose or Jose Aldo. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, mixed martial arts. I want to thank our sponsors, the WBO, ringtalk.com. I want to thank my producer, the fantastic Scott Cuddy. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, and most importantly, don't forget the website, ringtalk.com.